Some trails within the borough limits get very heavy use by thousands of hikers, joggers, skiers, dog mushers, horseback riders, bicyclists, and motorized users on ATVs and snow machines. The original trails plan was adopted in 1985 to guide the protection and management of local trails for all those users. It was last updated in 2006. Taryn Olson-Yell is the lead planner for R&M Consultants, the engineering and planning contractors who will get public input and draw up the revised plan with the Trails Advisory Commission.
I love trails. That's a huge reason why I moved to Alaska in the first place. And so the ability to work with you guys who have such investment in good trails, good environmental management, and user-friendliness, it's really exciting.
Olson Yell and project manager Vaughn Lee met online with the Trails Advisory Commission 2 weeks ago. They stepped commissioners through the planning process that will take most of this year. It's not just to update the borough's trail inventory, but revise the policies for trail maintenance and oversight. The 2006 plan identified only 48 recreational trails on borough land, state or federal land, or neighborhood trail systems. The new walking and ski trails at Tanana Lakes Park, Chena River Park, and Skyline Park aren't in it. The walking paths at the peat ponds off Goldstream Valley Road, or the ones at Chinook Conservation Park, developed by the Interior Alaska Land Trust, aren't in it. The mountain bike tracks on Esther Dome, developed by the Fairbanks Cycle Club, aren't in it. The hunting and mushing trails in the Petey Road open space area aren't in it. You get the picture. Olson Yell says a big part of the planning is public input.
Because this plan is only as good as the people who support it and as strong as the implementation strategies that are developed through it.
R&M consultants are gathering data and comparing all the other strategic land plans in the borough. There will be a survey and a website, but the planners want to hear directly from the public at two meetings this week and next. On Wednesday evening, a work session will focus on trails and trail systems west and north of the Steese Highway, including Fairbanks, Chena Ridge, Goldstream, Esther, Cripple Creek, College Road, Farmers Loop Road, Murphy Dome, and the Elliott Highway. There's an agenda with a Zoom link on this webpage, fnsbtrailsplan.com. Next Monday, March 1st, a work session will focus east and south of the Steese Highway, including trails in North Pole, off Badger Road, Fort Wainwright and Allison Air Force Base, Moose Creek, Salja, Harding and Birch Lakes, Steel Creek, Chena Hot Springs Road, Two Rivers, Pleasant Valley, and Chattanooga. This update process is being funded by a federal grant from the Office of Economic Adjustment. The money's actually coming from the Department of Defense to counteract the impact of military programs in the borough. Lots of military members use the trails on post and base for training, but also for recreation. R&M consultants will be contacting trail using groups and holding public workshops in April and July with the goal of having a draft plan complete by October 15th. In Fairbanks, I'm Robin.